Okay, Trevor, I hope we enjoyed our baseball game. I definitely had a lot of fun. That was awesome. That was a great trip, right? Woo! Go Rattlers! Wild roses in our hearts, and the Rattlers will hopefully be in our baseball caps. Go Joey! Anyway, even though we have leagues coming up, we got a few things coming up. We're not quite ready yet, and so we have a few minutes now, don't worry, to learn a little bit together. And so, in honor of our baseball game today, let's ask the following question. Let's ask the following Shayla. Putting aside our tickets for today, anyone hold out and still have their ticket?
Yeah.
What do your tickets say? What do your tickets say? What seat are you in?
Grass.
All right, so what? Imagine if you will, that it didn't say grass. Imagine that it said upper deck. When I was in middle school, my Rebbe, Rabbi Mahler, used to tell us that Jews, whenever they go to baseball games, like to sit in the upper deck as high as possible because we like to be close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was a good joke, right? Really just means that we don't like spending money. So imagine we weren't sitting in grass. Imagine that everyone had their own seat and that my three tickets. One could argue that what we're paying for is entry to the park. We paid to get in, and this seat cost $9, and that seat cost $9. Well, let me ask you a question. There's a Gemara in the second Baba Kama. Where is it in Baba Kama? I believe it's Kaf Amud Beis. I don't know for sure, but I believe it's Kaf Amud Beis. And it talks about a case where what happens when you have a house that's sitting empty? Right now, my apartment in Chicago is sitting empty. And what happens if Micah decides he's going to crash there for the night? He's got a day off. He's going to sleep in Chicago for the night. Is that stealing? Am I losing out? He didn't get permission from me. It's only happening after the fact. I didn't give him permission. Can he stay in my apartment? Oh, he's not breaking anything. He's not even going to sleep in my bed. He's going to sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag. Is that okay? So Trevor, if I sit in one of those plastic seats at a game, if I sit in one of those plastic seats at a baseball game, am I breaking something? Am I damaging the team in any way? It sounds like I'm benefiting, they're not benefiting. Maybe it's not a problem. But, Trevor, if every single time I go to a game, I buy a seat in the nosebleed for $9, and then I sneak down all the way into the cushion VIP seats, VIP seats. And in the case of the Rattlers, that probably costs like $19. If I sneak into those seats, are they losing anything? Every time I go, I don't pay full price. And so I'm never going to pay full price. I know I can always sneak down. It sounds like the Rattlers are losing out. Let's try this. If you're never going to lose out, you're really genuinely not losing out, maybe you suggest that it's okay. But Rabbi Chaim Jack doing Gray Matter, A Wonderful Sefer, Volume 4, and those posts can assume that, and we're going to wrap up with this, that even though the team might not be losing much at a baseball game by you moving, if you do it consistently, it's a problem. However, if you're at a baseball stadium and the usher, the people in charge of the sections, tell you can move seats, they own the stadium, they run the park, they're allowed. So, in as nice a way as possible, politely, you can ask, usually not in the first inning, usually like the fifth or sixth inning, you say, can I maybe sit here? There's no one sitting in those seats. If they say yes, gesundheit, hey, have a good time. But unless you get permission, we should never be moving seats at baseball games or at Broadway shows or at ballets or at really, really highly popular shirim where they make you pay for seats for some reason. Any of those situations, we're not going to move seats. Only with permission. Well, that's our daily halakha for today. Thank you very much for learning with me right now.
Hey, the dollar.